Many Washington students are graduating high school with little to no idea about how to handle their money. Experts say that could lead students down a path of debt and stress. That's why some people are trying to teach high school students better ways to deal with personal finances now. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more on this story.
This financial literacy fair at Central Valley High School in Spokane Valley is kind of like the game of life. Students are assigned a career complete with student loans and credit card debt.
I'm a pediatrician.
With a job in hand, Junior Hunter Wentling is sent into the world to make grown-up decisions. Students get to pick out a house, a car, a pet. The goal? Stay on budget. But they're constantly being urged to spend beyond their limits.
So you can afford the BMW.
You need the BMW.
That's a must.
And often it works. Hunter quickly agrees to the deal.
Okay, I'll go with what you say and get the BMW.
The students are living a life of luxury until it comes time to balance the budget. That's when financial planners walk them through their mistakes.
Oh, I was $810 over.
She exchanged the BMW for a Dodge Ram. Problem solved. This recent push to help students better understand money is part of a wider effort to put students on the right financial path. Doug Marshall is a senior vice president at Boeing Employees Credit Union, which has hosted 21 of these financial fairs across the state.
This is a really important time to kind of catch people before they get out into the real world and ensure that they understand sort of the power of money and what it can do to your life, either for good or for a challenge.
Washington was recently ranked 45th in the country for student financial literacy. A report card from the Champlain College Center for Financial Literacy gave the state an F. The main reason is because students aren't required to take a financial literacy class to graduate high school. Pam Wally is the director of the Center for Economic and Financial Education at Western Washington University. She says financial literacy affects more than just the students involved.
We haven't taught them how to make good decisions, whether it be with their money or with their human capital. And we're seeing the impact of this on the U.S. economy.
With mounting student loans and the inability to find jobs, Wally says it's hard for recent college graduates to get started with life after school. In debt, graduates buy fewer homes, appliances, and cars. She says that has a cascading effect. It means less demand for people to build homes, to sell appliances and cars. Wally is a member of Washington's Financial Education Public-Private Partnership. Governor Chris Gregoire established the committee in 2004. Wally has some ideas to make Washington students more knowledgeable about money. Start financial education in preschool.
So you're starting to get them to think about purchases.
They can start off by choosing between different cereals. By high school, she says students can budget their clothes for the entire year. But Washington is far from that goal. Right now, Wally says, the partnership is training teachers to better equip students for making decisions with money. And financial fairs like the one in Spokane Valley are helping students make good choices with their money down the road. Hunter Wentling says the financial literacy fair was a lot harder than she thought it was going to be.
I'm definitely not prepared for life after high school. I saw the money that I had and I was like, ooh, money, money, money. And then it just was gone.
Experts say better to be nearly $1,000 over budget in play money in a high school cafeteria than when you really have to dig yourself out of a hole. I'm Courtney Flatt in Spokane Valley, Washington.